Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to the very special live edition of Tuesday Night Jaw. Recorded at the London Podcast Festival this past Saturday lunchtime. Obviously, this bit's not live. This is me, Jim, in my bedroom, funnily enough, as baby Claudio is being put to bed, just recording the intro to this. Just to do the usual stuff that we go through, because on the day we didn't get much chance to do it, and just to give you a few little provisos, little warnings, stuff like that, as we go into talking about said dream card of all time, which was the whole point of what we chose to do on this special roundtable slash audience interaction madness live podcast special. First off, if you came to it, thanks a bunch. It's really lovely of you. If you came to it wearing one of the Tuesday Night Jaw t-shirts as well, double points for you. The points do not count for anything. So we'll get more into what we actually talked about in a sec. A few little plugs to get out of the way first. Plug number one. Obviously, this podcast is part of the Distraction Pieces Network. Check out everything on the Distraction Pieces Network because it's all awesome. So listen to everything on the Distraction Pieces Network. Mr. Scroobius Pip is, of course, a guest on this live podcast. But he's the reason this podcast exists. He's the man who put together the Distraction Pieces Network. And I'm super grateful to him because he's someone I've listened to for years. And now he's my mate and we podcast on his network. So support my podcast, his podcast, all the other podcasts on the Distraction Pieces Network. It's awesome if you can do that. I have a little wrestling company. It's called Progress. One of the co-owners, Glenn Joseph, is another guest on this podcast. It's kind of important that I plug something here. There's no spoilers to our Alexandra Palace show, Chapter 55, which was this past Sunday. There's no spoilers on this podcast for it because it was the day before. It would be very tricky to do that. So there's no spoilers in here. There's no spoilers in this bit that I'm going to say now, apart from one bit of news, which is that on September 30th, 2018, we are doing Wembley Arena. Our little wrestling company that we started in front of 300 people 5.5 years ago is doing a show at Wembley Arena, which is insane. No idea how many tickets we'll sell. We're not expecting to sell it out because it holds like 10,000 people. It'd just be nice to see what we can do. We did 2,000 at Alexandra Palace this last week. If we can do 2,500, 3,000 in Wembley Arena. I've been to see TNA there with like 3,000 in. It's still pretty cool because you can open up and close off whatever bits of the arena you want and still make it awesome. I'd be happy with that. Anything more than that would be nuts. And the reason I mention it here is firstly because tickets go on sale to the Progress mailing list, which you can get on via progresswrestling.com next Monday lunchtime. Next Monday at noon. So that's Monday, September the 18th. Tickets go on sale to the mailing list through the special pre-sale for our Wembley Arena show in over a year's time, which is crazy. I mention it here partly for that reason and also to say thanks, because the reason that we can do something like Wembley Arena is because of the community of wrestling fans that don't just listen to this podcast. I mean, there's people who listen to this podcast who have never been to a Progress show. I know this because people will come up to me at their first Progress show and say, oh, I listened to Tuesday Night Jaw and now I've decided to come and see Progress. That is awesome. Even if you never come to see Progress, the fact that people talk more and more about British wrestling than they ever have done before means that's the reason that we're able to do a show that insane. We're already starting to make plans for it, and it's going to be pretty sweet. So if you've never been to See Progress before, you've got a lot of time to plan if you want to come along on September the 30th, 2018. But I'd love to see some of you guys there. Me getting to announce Wembley and the way I did it, and then 2,000 people singing Que Sera Sera, whatever will be, we're going to Wembley, is one of my favourite memories of being involved in anything, let alone wrestling promotion. It's up there in my top 10 favourite memories of all time. So excited to be able to announce that last Sunday. So, you know, if you're thinking, I've never been to See Progress, I'd really like to come and see them. That's probably the going to be a lot of people's first time. It'd be great if we can see you there. Once again, progresswrestling.com. All your Progress Wrestling related stuff. Demand-progress.com to watch all of our shows, including the Alexandra Palace show, Chapter 55, from this past weekend, which will be up probably this coming weekend. And it's a great show. It's something I'm super happy to have my name next to. And I know Glenn and John feel the same. So, yeah, you can check that out on demand-progress.com probably by the weekend. And progresswrestling.com for tickets, news, merch, all that stuff. And this podcast has merch. So you can go to jimsmorman.com/TNJ and there's a link right at the top of the page. That's also where you point people at this podcast to let people know what episodes we've done and how the various means that you can download, be it through iTunes, through Acast itself, through various other means. So that's how you can let people know about the podcast at jimsmorman.com/TNJ. But there is a link at the top of the page which will take you through to my Backstreet merch store where you can get one of the Cheer Faces Boo Heels t-shirts, which I've seen loads of over the last weekend, which is really, really cool to see. There's still a few left, not tons though, so if you want one, get in quick. jimsmorman.com/TNJ. Click on the link that takes you through to the store and you'll be able to buy some t-shirts, which helps me support this podcast, helps me get around a bit more and interview more cool people. So it's super awesome if you can do that. And I'm going to try and come up with some more merch soon as well. So, you know, you got any ideas? Tweet me, at Jim Smallman. That's how you get in touch with me anyway. It's always at Jim Smallman, hashtag Tuesday Night Jaw, if you want to get in touch with me and talk to me about anything in particular. Good. Right, to today's podcast. We recorded it on Saturday at lunchtime. What we were trying to do was come up with the ultimate wrestling card of all time. Because we didn't have loads and loads of time, we didn't have 7 hours like we normally do for the podcast, what I had to do was, I came up with a 6-match card that I then proposed to my colleagues on the stage, my guests, Scroobius Pip, Glenn Joseph, Matt Richards and TK Cooper. We then discussed them, we then put it out to the audience to vote who they would like to go in the matches that we pointed out. And then at the end, we managed to give away some prizes, which were donated by Loot Crate, who were sponsoring the London Podcast Festival that day, so thank you very much for them. And we got the audience to come up with various weird and wonderful suggestions to go into a battle royal. Some of them were great. So there's lots of audience participation at the end and our reactions to it and all that sort of stuff. So it's a good sort of hour and a half of us having a chat. There's some good laughs in there. Because it's a live podcast, we've got fixed mics on the stage and sometimes we might drift in and out. I've just spent like an hour and a half trying to balance the sound as best I can, but it's involving quite a lot of different microphones and all that sort of stuff. So I've tried to get it to work out as well as I can. And occasionally someone will shout something off mic and it's just the nature of a live podcast. So apologies for that. But I think you'll get most of it. I'd let you know, I'd like to hear what you think of it. If you want us to do more of these, it was great that the London Podcast Festival asked us to do it. But Progress does a lot of shows. I am around a lot for various commitments through my comedy career. So do you want to hear more of these? Do you want us to do more of them? Again, just let me know. Hashtag Tuesday Night Jaw at Jim Smallman on Twitter. Just go, I don't know, just send me a message just saying, yeah, boy. Just that. I'll know what it's about. Just tweet me, at Jim Smallman, yeah, boy. That, if I get, like, I don't know, a few of those, we'll do some more live podcasts. Because they're fun to do. We had a good time doing it. It was very early in the day, but we had over 150 people there for it, which is pretty cool. I think it was one of the better attended podcasts of the day. So that's really, really awesome. Thank you for your support. Thank you for spreading the word about the podcast. I'm not going to come back on the back end of this, because it's nice to end a podcast with applause. So just listen to us messing around for a bit. And obviously, get in touch, let me know what you think, keep supporting the podcast, and I'll see you next week. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right.
Hi, Jim.
Hiya. What are you all doing in my house? Hello. Welcome to Tuesday Night Jaw. Hey! Live at the London Podcast Festival. This is all very exciting. Thanks for coming out. I'm aware it's early. I've been up since 5 a.m., so I might just have a sleep and leave it to the other four. We'll see how it works. Who listened to Tuesday Night Jaw this week? Good. If you didn't, you'll have no idea what's going on in a minute, but we'll still try and explain it to you as best we can. Okay, so I'm going to introduce my guests / co-hosts, and you lot are all going to be really enthusiastic about them because they're all great. Who shall I introduce first? I'll introduce first my business partner / lover of jazz hands. please, a big cheer and round of applause for the wonderful Mr. Glenn Joseph. Hi, love.
All right.
Yeah.
I just saw you backstage. I didn't want to say hello.
Yeah. Look, we have to maintain the facade that we've literally just met now. That's how this works. As a little warning, is anyone here? Raise your hand now if you are offended by swearing or any form of bad language, because you have picked the wrong podcast to come to.
Especially after this week.
Yeah, especially later on when I let Glenn talk about Five Star. So... They were a crap band. They were an even worse wrestling company. So,
good reference then.
And you all know this is an incredibly positive wrestling podcast where we don't tend to say anything negative about anybody.
Used to be.
Or bus company.
Used to be.
Or, unless you're a bus company, then you can fuck off.
Hang on. A particular bus company, not all bus companies.
Oh yeah, like Arriva.
Arriva.
They're
fine,
all right.
Yeah, no problem.
They're also El Ligero's favourite bus company.
Hey. Write it down.
That's a really good joke.
You've peaked way too early.
Sorry, guys. Guest number two. This week, at Jack Gallagher's wedding, he played Scrabble with me and was unable to spell the word Java. He spelt it J-A-V-A-I-R for some reason. And he's allergic to bread. A big cheer and round of applause for Matt Richards. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, hi, hey. It's like proper radio DJ.
All right, it's like
from Fetus Ignites.
It's like you just watched The Warriors and were trying to be the woman who does all the narration of the film.
Good film, though.
It is a good film. Welcome to Tuesday Night Jaw Film Special.
That's it. It's good. I did spell Java quite wrong. Yeah. no excuse. Genuinely quite sober. Just very illiterate.
Yep. Just thick.
Don't teach us words down, Pit Pulp. Look, I'm filling my quota. It's why I'm here. We've got to have one. So, yeah.
Good. Well done. Our next guest is the reason this podcast exists. He seems to have just had a very snazzy new haircut, and he'll be modelling the trainers that he designed himself. So please, a big cheer round for the wonderful Scroobius Pip!
Holler at your boy.
All right. You have had a haircut, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's weird. If someone ever says, if you say to someone, have you had a haircut? And they go, no, you are allowed to reply with, what? Not ever. you all right, Pip?
I'm all right. How are you? I'm excited to be here with Glenn off NXT.
So do you want to know what me and him were talking about when we were on it? Right, so there's a Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer sketch that we always talk about. But we can't find online anywhere, which is where, and I'll demonstrate it now. So Vic says to Bob, I've got a terrible disease. I can't say the phrase Shaftesbury Avenue.
That's terrible.
No, it is. It's awful. I can't say the word Shaftesbury Avenue.
Well, how do you say it then?
Well, it's really difficult. Shaftesbury Avenue. So all we're doing, and you can watch it back in slow motion, we're just trying to say Shaftesbury Avenue in as many different ways as possible.
Shaftesbury.
While we're in Regal, does a promo around us.
Avenue.
Do you know what my favourite bit about the whole thing was? Was like, the lads are doing the thing in the ring and it cuts, and Regal turns to face the camera, looking past the camera, and goes, did you get that on tape? And I'm like, Mr. Regal, there's a camera right in front of you. You're not looking at this. Yeah, it was.
And it was an old school camera with a massive tape spool on it as well.
And then they said cut, and we all started singing The Hustle.
That's also genuinely true.
While Regal did his like kind of Fred Perry dance that only people in Fred Perry shirts can do.
Anyone wearing a Fred Perry
shirt? Honestly, next time
you
club and have a look. It's a Fred Perry dance. Karen.
Good. Our final guest, we will assist him if he needs any assistance. You bought his mug up for him because he is injured. This is Tuesday Night Jaw merch that I'm wearing. Please buy it. Please, good God, buy it. I've got a kid. JimSmallman.com/TNJ. Yeah, one there. Good work, one there. Well done. If you're wearing it, good. I salute you. So do please buy it. It's lovely and it's soft and nice and only, I don't know how much it is, but it's some money. So I've not bought merch for me today, so this person can sell merch so he can afford to live while he's injured. So please, a big cheer round of applause for the wonderful TK Cooper! Keep the applause going! Make it awkward!
You daft sod.
All right, TK?
One sec. Yeah, what's up?
Good. Good. Who's playing Mario?
Guys, can we be branded, please? Can we all
sorry, just think, we've all you. Got pink mugs.
Pretend it's again, America's Got Talent or something.
I put sweets in mine.
It's a no.
I take everything back I said about you being an idiot.
You're all living in 2017. I'm living in 3017.
I were busted.
Excellent.
You know I love that one, didn't you?
Peaked. Sorry. Right, so to explain what we're doing today, I've kind of come up with suggestions for a 6-match ultimate wrestling card of all time. Then what we're going to do is we're going to throw out one of the matches to you guys, which is where everybody, and this is going to be a mammoth undertaking because it's over 100 people, but everyone in this room has to suggest someone to go into our battle royal on this card. Now, this being Tuesday Night Jaw, that means you can't name anyone that we've already named in our matches, and also, once someone names somebody, you can't then name them. And we've got some prizes, because the nice people at Loot Crate, you've probably seen out in reception, are going to give us some prizes to give away for the best ideas that you guys come up with. Because this came around, because if you watch the Royal Rumble, the best thing that happens in the Royal Rumble every year, every single year, is not people getting upset when Rey Mysterio comes out at number 30, right? The best thing that happens is the surprise entrant that everyone pops for. I remember watching the Royal Rumble in a proper screening party that we did after one of our shows when Bubba Ray Dudley came out and people lost their minds, right? So that's what you've all got to do. You've all got to come up with suggestions. They have to be a wrestler. They can be dead, alive. I'm not bothered about any of that stuff. They just have to be a wrestler, okay? I will be the mitigating factor. And you can't just use someone from the same gimmick who's been named before. So that means we can't have three Mick Foley's, all right?
Doesn't general rule of thumb of a battle royal mean that Haku slash Meng slash King Haku is always going to be in it? Because if there's a battle royal, that lad is 110% going to be in it.
I don't think Haku has ever been called that lad.
I wouldn't say it to his face.
You would rip out your eyeball. I've come up with the suggestions because we've not got... Are you going... Don't go through the loot crates.
No one knows what they're getting.
Yeah,
sorry. If a few things go missing, no one knows.
Well, that is quite good. It's quite good. Sauce.
Are they all filled with the same thing? Or
what's that?
Are they all filled with the same thing?
No, I think they're all different things. And they're also, if we give you a loot crate and it's the wrong size, go and see the nice loot crate people in reception and they'll swap it for the right size for you, okay? So, right. So we're going to come up with the ultimate card. We're going to debate it between us, but you'll be thinking of your Royal Rumble participants later on, okay? Good. Right. This is how we're going to start. I've come up with the suggestions because we've only got an hour and a half. And if you're a regular Tuesday Night Jaw listener, you'll be aware that there's every reason this could go on for 17 days. So what we're going to do is I've tried to come up with suggestions, then I'm going to argue about the suggestions with my colleagues, especially while Glenn folds laundry on the end.
Can I have this one?
Who had the first 8 minutes before he mentioned it?
Can I have it?
Is that your friend? Is that your mate?
Can I have it? Please.
No. Unless you come up with a really good suggestion, then maybe.
I've seen yours, that shit.
Enjoyed your last performance on Tuesday Night Jaw, mate. So, it being a big ultimate card, right, and what I've also tried to do, I've come up with names, I've tried to come up with the era that we're talking about, so we're not necessarily talking about people now, should they be retired or maybe past their prime. So, I'm going to start with a massive, massive ladder match, slash Money in the Bank style ladder match, okay? These are the participants. Feel free to cheer if you like the participants. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 participants. Participant number one is 2011 CM Punk. All right. Okay, just to remind you, you are wrestling fans. You are not in the audience for the Generation Game.
Although,
if you come into Ali Pali tomorrow, instead of popping for things, if you could all just go, ooh, it would create a weirder atmosphere than even a Japanese crowd could generate. So, CM Punk, 2011. Bryan Danielson, 2006. Pete Dunne, right now. Shinsuke Nakamura from 2015.
I don't know about that one.
It's all right, I'm making notes.
AJ Styles from 2015 and Prince Devitt from 2014. So, thoughts, chaps?
Are people less opinionated or they just don't know, like, by the year?
I think they ran out of energy.
Yeah. They peaked at the ooh.
What I've tried to do with this is just get a load of people in that I think we'd all be excited to see to start a show off, and it's a ladder match, so it would be nuts.
You see, I think what you're missing is someone like, and then it's no one I'd like more than this, but you need a Jeff Hardy or a Kalisto or Kofi Kingston to do something stupid. In the ladder match, you need that one to do something stupid that's going to look horrible and destroy them. I'm not putting them in there to win. I'm putting them in there to die painfully. So that the ones we're all excited about can do their thing and get their moment.
Wow.
It's just my view.
They're just in there for the hype package.
The gifts.
Do it for the gifs.
My God, would someone think about the gifts?
I like the idea that Kofi Kingston's CV now says, because Xavier Woods says, wrestler, pretty good at video games, plays trombone, right? I like the idea that Kofi Kingston says wrestler and once a year ridiculous stuntman.
And then, and then just lists what he's done every year. So like 2011, walked on my hands. 2012, I walked on my hands and then did something else. And he's done other things, right? He's done well more impressive things than walking his hands. Did he jump on a chair? The chair.
What,
he used a chair like a pogo stick, didn't he? That was the one. I was thinking, where did he get a pogo stick from? But that's because I was drinking a lot at the time.
It was a chair.
Hang on, was the pogo stick just a window into your dreams?
Possibly. Although, you know, I would have enjoyed that. I've actually got Kofi in mind, just for that very reason.
Yeah. Who else have you got?
I've got 1989 Randy Savage, because he has to be on the card somewhere. Prince Devitt from 2014. ECW Brian Pillman, because he'd just be mental and do stupid things.
But,
go on. So,
but yeah, but couldn't wrestle when he was in ECW because he was injured, and even when he could wrestle, was made of glass.
Well, we know who the Fall Guy is in this match. Oh, he's already
so
broken.
So, there's your Rikishi. Yeah. Thanks. AJ Styles from 2015 and Ring of Honor era Samoa Joe.
Ooh. Oh, you got a woo, mate. Well done. Mm. Good choices.
Hello.
Have you guys got any choices?
Yeah, I mean, obviously. I'll let TK go first.
So, in kind of sticking with Pip's motion here, you got to have an anchor in these sort of matches, so I would have definitely gone with Shelton Benjamin. He seems like he's done like a million of them, so he's got to be like a million and one. He's bound to not win any of them, but like at least he's there.
Yeah.
What I love is you said, following on from Pip's motion, thinking that this in some way was Parliament.
It was the only way I could suggest that I was following on from what Pip was saying, and I couldn't articulate the word.
I love that you've taken all your citizenship for the United Kingdom studies really seriously.
I spent all the money, I've got to get my money's worth, I guess.
So Shelton Benjamin, I think,
it's a great
and
shout.
I think statistically you have to get like a big dude who's definitely also not going to win, but like will do like a funny big man spot. So I would have said Viscera.
Nice.
You know, he didn't think he was funny. It was just us.
I watched which King of the Ring did he win? Thank you, guys. I watched the 1995 King of the Ring final the other day. Ooh. I mean, this is a very positive podcast. It likes to not be negative about anything, but... Ooh. What were they thinking? So, Viscera.
Lock it in, brother.
I mean, part of me wants to see him try and climb a ladder.
The tough part is who you want to remove for Viscera. Of that list, you have to pick one of those legendary wrestlers and go, I'm knocking AJ Styles out for Viscera.
That's sorry, a great
mate.
Sentence, Pip.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah,
I'm
not. Yeah.
Oh, that's a sentence I never expected to hear.
Matthew.
Are we like picking one to put it?
You can pick as many as you want, mate.
All right,
you can do what Glenn did and just try and completely circumnavigate
your
mind.
Yeah. So
there's going to be a lot of that.
I'm going to pick wrestlers from the same year, so like 2000, maybe like 2001.
Good year.
No, you have to have six.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to have Jamie Sam from the Young Dragons.
Hang on. Whoa.
That's English.
Did he fucking pay you for this? No?
Go on, Matt.
Yes. So I'll have Jamie Sam from the Young Dragons. I'll have Kazayashi from the Young Dragons. I'm going to have Jimmy Yang from the Young Dragons.
This is the fucking best match ever so far.
I'm going to have Shannon Moore from Freakout.
Go on.
I think we all know where this is going.
Yep.
I'll have Shane Helms from Freakout.
Yep. Finish off, Matt. Take it home.
And the anchor / talent / the best wrestler in the world ever, Evan Courageous from Freakout.
So, is it the ladder match that those guys had?
That's fucking brilliant.
The best ladder match ever.
I remember, who here has seen the Three Count versus Young Dragons ladder match, right? Go and watch it on the network later. You'll thank us. I went to Jimmy Havoc's house once, and he went, do you want to watch the worst match in the history of wrestling? And we watched it. And, I mean, it's both absolutely brilliant.
It's the best worst match ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It is easily the best worst match ever. It is...
Oh, so yeah, bad. That was a good shout of the triple cage.
Triple cage is worse.
Yeah, from
David W's.
Yeah.
You leave him alone.
Has anyone got David Arquette on any of their lists?
I've got him in the main.
I think it speaks volumes about that ladder match that you go, ooh, and then you forget that Tank Abbott was in it as well. There's genuinely a moment where one of the hardest men in the world has got a platinum record and doing a dance on the apron. It's just bizarre.
It's wonderful. Don't
he had,
it,
he had his
so
own green
good.
Spot as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
We're really going down a niche WCW conversation here. I mean, step away.
I'm straight edge, right? But if you ever want to watch what cocaine does to people, watch WCW in 2000.
Or Progress in 2017.
We always have a joke.
I'm off the booze, aren't I?
Oh, sorry. We always have a joke between us in the company, and that obviously I'm teetotal, and most people are aware that Glenn occasionally likes a drink, occasionally. But then most people are aware that John's the quiet one who does most of the work. And what you don't realise, like next week after we've done Ali Pali, like John is gradually becoming this monster through being locked in a room. So what's happening now is, if you know the end scene of Scarface, right? If you try and deliver a parcel to John's flat in North London, what happens is a man wearing a very shiny suit and carrying an AK-47 just answers the door carrying a tray of cocaine. That's what's happened to our little company over the last year. Not true. So we need to vote. We need to vote, and you guys need to vote by cheering about who's going to go in this, right? So this is going to be difficult because it's six people, right? So I'll give you my six first, and let's see where the cheers come. Because again, six of them. CM Punk. Yay! Okay. Brian Danielson. Yay! No, he's definitely in. Pete Dunne. Yay! Nakamura.
Yay! Nah.
One person tried to cheer louder to compensate for everyone else. AJ Styles.
Yay!
Prince Devitt.
Fucking,
it's right, you can't all cheer all the time, guys.
So we're going to have a 12 match.
So Glenn's suggestions that I haven't already said are...
Randy Savage.
wasn't even worth yaying.
All right, he's out.
Fuck me. What was the other one? Pillman, Kofi... and Joe.
All right, so I'll do them separately. Brian Pillman.
Oh, but no, because his legs are made of gingerbread.
Right, let's do, because he's both Pip and Glenn's suggestion. Kofi Kingston. Yeah. Samoa Joe. Yeah. Right, Joe's in.
Shelton Benjamin.
I'm back in team.
Yeah, I think Shelton Benjamin's a better shout than...
Let's get the audience.
We'll get there. Like, don't worry. They'll all cheer really loud for Shelton and Viscera. Don't worry.
Let's see. Shelton Benjamin.
Yay! Set you up for that one.
Right.
Wow, he's winning it as well. Weird.
Viscera?
Yay!
Fuck's sake.
Everyone throwing up the big V's. Like, yeah, come on.
Based on one really high-pitched whoop, I think his mum's in. Any or all three members of Young Dragons? No.
I've heard people breathe
all
louder.
Three members, all four members of Three Counts.
Woo!
No.
Yeah!
Get fucked. Get fucked, you've got a microphone. No. No, you can save him for later. So I reckon we've got Joe, Shelton, Viscera.
But a Viscera is one that people would want in, but if you said you can only have him in if he's winning, everyone's mind would change then. Oh, no, actually, it's just... Let's not get carried away. Let's not be silly.
And if we want to talk eras of Viscera, would we prefer like
when he's got his boobs?
The boobs,
on.
The side. Yeah. No, it has to be side boob,
B.
Big Daddy V.
I don't want
the
bin bag. I want the boobs.
Yeah.
No, because I was thinking in between both of those. You don't want the world's largest love machine, Viscera.
Oh, in the brown velour.
Yeah.
You want side boob, Big Daddy V, right?
Side boob, Big Daddy.
I feel like we can't lose regardless. Like. Just put all three in.
But if we put Men on a Mission era, you do a rap about the song.
Oh God!
Who thought you'd be discussing Viscera this like in the?
Yeah.
Who came into this going? I bet Viscera's locked on. So in our ladder match to start the show is Samoa Joe, Shelton Benjamin, Viscera, CM Punk, Ring of Honor era Brian Danielson, and current Pete Dunne. So that is match number one.
Do we have to pick a winner or?
Nah,
I know.
Wrestling's real, mate. Let them fight it out.
I know I can't. I know I can't spell
Viscera.
No. But you keep spelling Brian Danielson wrong. It's with a Y. Thanks.
That was really good on a podcast.
Yeah, I know. But I have to see.
All I heard then was
looking at it.
I don't like bread.
Neither do I now.
Well, me tell
yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll discuss that. Yeah, we'll discuss that later. Yeah.
Okay. So that's our huge ladder Money in the Bank style match. I then decided to have a huge, ridiculous technical exhibition six-man tag. Okay, there's a clear theme in my two teams. Okay, hopefully my guests have come up with themes as well. Okay, so huge, ridiculous technical exhibition six-man tag. Team number one is current Zack Sabre Jr.
Yay.
Either 1996 or 2010 William Regal.
Yay.
And 1980 Johnny Saint.
Yes.
Solid.
Versus 2015 Katsuyori Shibata. Now Minoru Suzuki. And 2008 Yuji Nagata. It's going to be one of those matches. Some like casual wrestling fans are going to go, this is boring. And then hardcore wrestling fans are going to go, this is the best thing I've ever seen in my life. So chaps, I'm not precious about it. What are we thinking?
I've gone with, on the theme of British wrestling, I've gone with William Regal, Johnny Saint, Zack Sabre Jr. and Marty Skrill taking on...
Hang on, you've added an extra person
into
this. I
have, because fuck you. against the Four Horsemen, rather
ooh,
than...
Ooh.
Because that way we get a clash of the British styles. But the Horsemen, I've picked my Horsemen, which are Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Dean Malenko and Tully Blanchard.
Now, bearing in mind...
They were never together.
Right. Now, bearing in mind that maybe certain people in this match might be needed later on in the card. We've got to think about this carefully.
But those people are no longer in my main event.
Get fucked, mate.
More on that later.
So it's still going to be a six-man tag. I'm not changing that. So who's a pick?
I just wanted to add a Jack Gallagher before the rest of you do. So I want to sling him in there as a technical wizard.
Good. Like it. Matthew?
I'm probably going to change... I'll probably keep it Regal, Johnny Saint, and I'll probably put Fit Finlay in the British team. And then the Japanese team would be...
You're going to go full fucking hipster now, aren't you?
No. I'm going to keep it obvious. So Misawa, Kobashi, and Akiyama.
Nice.
Dead, stiff. Just loads of orbital bones breaking and stuff.
I mean, luckily it's the 1980 version of Johnny Saint, not the current one, because that would just be like cruelty to a 75-year-old man.
Have you ever heard this story about Marty Jones and Fit Finlay and the cauliflower ears?
No.
Okay, so there's a story that Marty Jones never got cauliflower ears. Now, Marty Jones is legitimately one of the toughest men in the world ever. Like, he makes Haku look like, well, a pacifist. He's genuinely hard as nails. But he's been amateur wrestling for years, and he never got cauliflower ears, and it used to be a sign of, obviously, you know, sort of wearing your hardness on your ears. So in a match...
I mean, literally, your ears are hard.
In a match, he decided to get Finlay to try and give him a cauliflower ear. and I think the story goes, there's a bit where Finley's got him in like sort of a chin lock and he's just punching him in the ear, trying to like make it swell up. But there's just a bit where Marty just goes, oh, it's not working, pal. We should probably just move on.
Isn't there, it's in a wrestler's autobiography, it may well be Mick Foley's first autobiography, where he talks about Japanese guys getting pliers and just twisting their ears so they cauliflower, so they look tougher. Which is, I mean, I'm clearly a man who's all for body modification, but have a word. You know what I mean? So I like it. I like your Japanese suggestions. TK.
Hello.
It's so polite.
So, as you could probably tell, I'm not as well versed in the British scene as everybody else. So,
no.
I'm going to be adding a third mystery team.
Oh, okay.
Probably Team Risto World, featuring Chris Hero, circa whenever. Travis Banks, also circa whenever. And they can fight it amongst themselves, either Eddie Guerrero or Chris Benoit.
Ooh.
Oh. Sorry, it's a guy called Travis Banks. He's quite popular in a minute.
Good choices.
I think the mic might have, like... I said Stevie Richards, don't worry about it.
I'm waiting for you to try to take a drink of that and just be covered in sweets. So, let's vote. Let's vote for the people first, and then we'll put them in teams. Okay, so don't need to worry about the team structure. Let's just vote for the people. So, Zack Sabre Jr.
Yay!
William Regal.
Yay!
Oh, he's definite. Johnny Saint.
Yay!
Not. Shibata.
Yay!
Also not in. Suzuki.
Yay!
Okay. And Nagata.
Yay!
Okay, good.
Can I ask a question about this show?
I mean, thanks for waiting till now, mate, till we're on the stage.
Is it meant to be the greatest wrestling pay-per-view in history?
Yeah, pretty much.
And we haven't got people like the Great Muta involved in the Japanese team?
Not yet.
Well, I was going to do the Three Musketeers, but...
Because that's my logic would be as well.
As a starting point, it's not necessarily...
Okay, so yeah, in which case, the Musketeers make more sense, right?
But despite being labelled as a hipster, I thought I'd go with a team that I've seen more of, and I actually, you know... like spent years watching rather than pretend that I know what I'm talking about, though that is pretty much my whole life and my job.
Matt, you're still talking.
Yeah.
Internal monologue just drooling out.
Yeah.
So your now revised Japanese suggestion is what?
Muta.
You look fucked now, mate, don't you?
Well, no, because I'd probably have Kenta Kobashi in there, so yeah.
You're crossing the streams of
promotions. I am. But, you know, it's been known.
They did, to be fair. He was in All Japan for a bit.
Yeah, I think I'd have Muta, Kenta Kobashi, and, oh, Lord, I'd have Tanahashi in because I fucking love his hair. But, in fact, that's enough reason to put him in. Fuck it, that'll do. Oh, if we're going to go generational gaps as well, if you were going to go Muta, you could go Misawa or... Kenny Kobashi, and then of our generation, Tanahashi Okada. I'm trying to think of the biggest pay-per-view of all time.
Yeah, and it's good. I'm glad you think about it like this.
Because
this is why you're good at business.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
While we're running the Viscera appreciation. Yeah.
And, I mean, technically what we should be providing is what the people want to see, and what we've learned so far is the people want to see Shelton Benjamin and Viscera. So,
damn right they do.
What a tag team. That's what I'm saying.
What would they be called?
Can they be a tag team called One Ate the Other One's Lunch?
It's catchy.
I mean, it's a hard thing to chant, but I'm sure.
So, hang on, we need to... Right, so who here would like it to be Britain versus Japan? Cheer now.
Yay!
Who here would like it to be Britain versus someone else? Cheer now. Okay, it's definitely
cool, thanks,
Britain.
Team. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
And who here would like it to be Britain versus America? Cheer now. All right, so it's Britain versus Japan.
Cheers,
right,
guys.
So British team-wise, I think Zack Sabre Jr. is locked down. William Regal is locked down. Who would prefer Fit Finlay over Johnny Saint?
Yay!
Okay, any other suggestions?
Jack Gallagher.
So let's do Jack Gallagher.
Yay!
Okay.
Jackie Palo.
Oh, that's a good shout.
Right. Jackie Palo. Wasn't that good a shout? Oh, yes, yes, yes,
ooh, good
yes.
Shout.
Dynamite Kid.
Yay!
He's in. It's very much like picking a football team at school, isn't it? So, British team will be Zack Sabre Jr., William Regal, Dynamite Kid. Japanese team, anyone got any other Japanese?
Can I just check something? Be honest. Raise your hand if you've never seen a Johnny Saint match. Be honest.
That's
a lot of people here who've never seen Johnny Saint wrestle.
Hmm?
So,
but I'd say it's still probably way less than half of the audience had never seen Johnny Saint wrestle.
I'd say that was about a third.
Raise your hands again. Yeah, a third is less than half an audience.
Yeah, it is. But it's also a third of the people we're asking. Do you like Johnny Saint? Never seen a match. Can't give an opinion.
He's not in the team, mate.
So that ends. Yeah, he fucking should be.
It's not a booking meeting. Chill the fuck out.
You should go and watch Johnny Saint. He's fantastic. He's really good fun.
He's dead good.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh, that's your homework, everybody.
Did anybody anybody like the Mae Young Classic? Go and watch some fucking Johnny Saint matches. Because guess where they learn how to do that?
Carry on.
I'm glad you tied that together.
Sorry, mate. Being honest.
So, Japanese team. Any other suggestions that we've not mentioned from the Japanese side thus far from the audience?
Sakuraba.
Okay. I mean, let's see what your hit rate's like so far, mate. Sakuraba. Nope.
We had a Funaki down here. From
right. But Masakatsu Funaki, not Show Funaki. It's very crucial.
I was gonna say since my team got scrapped, I was just gonna throw out Funaki, Tucker, and Tajiri as my team.
That's a really good team.
Oh, hang on.
You cut Dick Togo.
Oh. Regal hates Tajiri. So, I mean, I'm not trying to in any way influence your decision, but Yoshihiro Tajiri.
Yay! Got him again.
And 50 pounds of spam. Well done, mate. So Tajiri's in. I met Tajiri when we were over in Orlando in after WrestleMania, and me and Trent Seven were talking to Tajiri and Steve Corino, and Steve Corino said, "Hey Tajiri, do you remember when we were in ECW and you really hurt me by kicking a table into my eye?" And Tajiri just went, "Ha, ha, ha, yes," and just walked away. So who else we put in Japanese wise? So my suggestion didn't necessarily get massive cheers. So let's go with yours. So Kenta Kobashi.
Yay!
Misawa.
Oh.
Someone did like hum.
Yeah, like hey.
Yeah. Kobashi's definitely in. And let's go with one of Glenn's. Great Muta.
Yay! Let's do it. Muta and Tajiri can do the cool mist thing.
Oh, dueling mist. Yeah. Don't be black mist.
Dueling mist.
Yeah, while Kobashi just looks well upset in the background.
Who knows? These kids. Who knows all the colours of mist and what they denote?
Such a nerd.
Because
there's green, red, and black. I know that much.
Black's death.
Black's death. Green is blinding, isn't it? Red burns. You can get a cream.
Is it?
Really?
Wow. Oh. Never seen him use that and just someone just go flump. Just not be able to move.
That'd be quite harrowing, someone just on the floor going, "I can't feel my legs."
Still kick out. Locked in syndrome, yeah. It's Japan, mate. You kick out of one.
I think he also does the blue mist, which freezes.
It's sub-zero, mate. It's definitely sub-zero. We've gone with Mortal Kombat as...
Oh, is this something? Oh, is that something else?
Yeah. We've crossed the streams again.
Right. Next up. So our match is the United Kingdom versus Japan. Zack Sabre Jr., William Regal, Dynamite Kid versus Tajiri, just to annoy Regal, Kobashi, and the Great Muta. Good luck. Right. Next up, just going to have a huge tag team match. Dead easy. Just one tag team against another. My choice is 1996 ECW era Dudley Boys versus last year pre-injury The Revival. There are two teams I like to see. I'm aware this is going to be a hard one because there's a ton of tag teams. So we'll start this side this time.
What are you used to, Jerry?
So TK.
Ah, fucked it now. Start the other end.
I made a list of all my favourite tag teams and then figured out what would be the best match to have on the biggest pay-per-view of all time. And I've gone with, because it would be an amazing match, The Rockers. So we get Shawn Michaels on the card and also Marty Jannetty.
Loves his daughter.
Against...
What? He does. He's a good dad. Leave him alone. What, have I missed something? What? What's happened?
I mean, I'd get up if I could, but...
I broke Matt. I'm really proud. He doesn't laugh at anything.
I can see a couple of faces there that don't know that reference.
Maybe don't go on Marty Jannetty's Facebook at any time soon.
Please.
Everybody go and add Marty Jannetty as a friend on Facebook now. Oh, he'll accept it. Oh, trust me. Oh, fuck Willie. I've got... I've got the Rockers taking on the Hardy Boys.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
That is nice.
Great.
The two, the Hardy Boys.
The ones out the books.
Jeff and
the ones out the books.
Matthew and Jeffrey.
I think you mean which era.
Oh, which era?
Yeah.
Well, not them now. Although Jeff Hardy's match the other night against The Miz was brilliant. What era? Oh, well, not when they came out in tassels either. Fuck me when they were... That was great.
Yeah, and also, if the Rockers are out there and there's too many tassels, it will just lead to all kind of tassels.
Like, they'll all just kind of, like, bind together into a weird four-way. Hey?
Love to live in your head sometimes. Brilliant.
Actually, anyway, no, Marty Jannetty would be down for it, wouldn't he? Hardy's of, like, Edge and Christian and Dudley Boys feuding era. So what's that, WrestleMania 2000? Yeah. 2000-ish.
Okay, good. Solid choices. Pip?
Well, I'm going for box office mega powers of either Rock and Sock Connection.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Ooh.
That's brilliant.
Nice. Good work, Pip. Good work.
Box office, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the fact that you did a celebratory stretch at the end of it. And then drank some water like the rock star you are. Matthew.
I am going for an interesting choice. I'm gonna, can I change the match type ever so slightly? Can I have a shark cage involved in it?
Has anyone else noticed what you've got to appreciate with WWE is they like to get the money's worth. They bought a shark cage.
They're going
to
use it.
It's been used more than once. They're not like, you know, if you've got kids and you buy them a present, they use it once and leave it in the corner of the room. Not WWE. They got a shark cage for Christmas and they've damn well used it.
Yeah, man.
Right, shark cage is involved, yeah?
Yeah, so in the shark cage is going to be Jim Cornette.
Friend of the show. Oh.
I like where this is going.
And I'm also going to use the Revival 2016 edition. Oh. Going against...
Sorry, did you achieve orgasm while talking?
I just think this is going to be your favourite match on the card, that's all. Going against the gangsters from Smoky Mountain Wrestling. While Jim Cornette furiously masturbates in a shark cage with a tennis racket.
I mean, that, if anything, would you, it's like using a cheese grater on it. Oh, you didn't mean, you meant he's holding it.
Well, no, yeah.
Has he hollowed out the end? Is that like a tennis racket fleshlight? And there's your first groan of the afternoon.
Oof, that's visual, that.
I can paint a picture, lad.
It's not visceral, he was in the first match. Good, I like it.
Think of the promos, boss.
Like, is that like 100% where you were going the whole time with that one?
Oh, no, I just literally just came.
Oh, no. yeah, no, you. Oh. Like, I know what he's.
Because I thought my ideas are going to be like, you know, good.
No, it's just that, like, it just felt like you were going a certain way with the tag match, and then you just threw the gangsters in there. Like, I swear you were going to say the Bucks, and then you didn't.
No. I literally came up with it.
It seemed like you set it up with Jim Cornette and the Revival, and you just fucking. Like,
because of course,
but the
Revival against the Young Bucks would be fun.
Yeah, I'm not
going to suggest it. That's not my match. I'm sorted now. I'm ready to go. Like,
okay, what's yours?
Going obviously, like Big Show. Need some big names.
Yep. Okay.
So, two teams. Former champs within the WWE.
Yeah.
Star-studded.
Yep.
John Cena.
Yeah.
Former tag champ.
Yeah.
Teaming with.
Yeah.
David Otunga. Former tag team champions. Together.
Nice.
Against the team of Charlie Haas. And obviously, Shelton Benjamin's already been used, so his other tag partner, Rico.
Yes! Yes!
I'm going to ask you, can we start a wrestling promotion together?
Happily.
Yeah, cool.
Rico win American Gladiators? Yeah. Is that true? Is that an actual thing?
He used to be a police officer, didn't he? And then he won American Gladiators, and then he became a wrestler. Probably. I mean, to be fair, he's got to be doing something. He's not in WWE anymore, is he?
He's a policeman again. Combing his sideburns.
I mean, that only takes a few minutes of a day.
What's American Gladiator? Is it like gladiators, or is it like...
It was the...
I don't know. It's a genuine...
It's like you can't understand it when it's not a plural.
They put an S on it, they change it. Is it the same thing, or is it like Ninja Warrior type?
I think it was the premise to Gladiators in the UK.
All right, okay.
It was pre-Gladiators.
All right. Because in my head, I'm like, is Rico like the wolf of American Gladiators?
He was a contestant.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
No, he won it. He wasn't like one of the dudes.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Okay, good. I'm surprised you didn't suggest the match that couldn't happen at Battle of Los Angeles because you were injured, which was the South Pacific Power Trip versus the Young Bucks. Which would have been
nobody ooed, so like, there's no incentive to say
no.
It.
But this is not just me being nice, but you had some of the best tag matches of this year, I think. I mean, you guys would agree. Yeah. So you know,
took a while, but we got there.
Buy his merch.
Which, where's it on sale?
It's all right, Trav's coming out with Rico tomorrow, mate. He's got your covers.
Rico's
doing a hacker.
Yeah, Rico.
Fucking gag. Stop, we need to move on.
Right.
Before you vote, though, like, just imagine WrestleMania this year. So obviously there's the long ass stage. So imagine Rico's like walkway.
Yeah. Right. Like, who here misses? We said this when we were at someone's slam. Who here misses Randy Orton's giant sperm on his entrance?
Just the best. The fact it chased him as well. I'm gonna get you. 1 billion to 1. Fucking hell, let's move on. I need a drink.
So let's vote. We need a couple of tag teams for this, so let us all vote. So let's go with my suggestions first. The Dudley Boys. Right, they're not in. The Revival. Solid. They're winning in a minute. Glenn's suggestions, which were The Rockers.
Just remember, Marty Jannetty.
Okay, let me reset it again. The Rockers. No, right.
You lot are fucking mental.
Really sold that one, Glenn.
What was the other one?
Against the Hardys. Fuck me.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Biggest card of all time. I've got this so well structured as well.
Right.
Nothing's landing.
The Hardys. No, it wasn't just you saying it. Pip, your suggestions once again?
The Mega Powers.
Fuck for that.
That's right. Jesus.
Are people doing a voice to Yay now?
Look, everyone thought you were wrong about Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, so just wait. I told you all well in advance.
got power cables in his arms. He has. Look at his arms. They've got power cables.
Also, the bloke backstage with a remote control just moving him.
On the episode after Jinder did win, and we were all celebrating my prediction, I said the one thing that could make it better is a stable with the great Khali, and then bang.
Yep.
Someone's listening is all I'm saying, you know?
Your work here is done. And your other suggestion was?
The Rock and Sock Connection.
Good. So at the moment, it's the Revival versus the Rock and Sock. Please, dear God, somebody.
What a match.
Right. Matthew?
Hello.
Your suggestions once again were?
The Smoky Mountain era. The Gangsters. Yep. I'm not gonna lie.
I think we found our audience, haven't we?
Yeah.
And your other suggestion
was
the Revival as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Revival. Jim Cornette in a cage. Yeah.
And then TK,
the Nexus as John Cena and David Otunga.
No, didn't hit quite as hard as Viscera. Yeah. And your other suggestion,
Charlie Haas and Rico.
No, I'm not. You're not ruining this. So it is officially the Revival versus. I'm writing it down. The Rock and Sock Connection.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Tag team specialists.
Charlie Haas and Rico are going to be so mad backstage.
We'll give them the SmackDown tag team titles just to make them.
Put them on the pre-show. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's not real.
This is not actually going to happen. We're just idiots. We have no form of power. We don't have reincarnation because there's only one dead.
Hang on.
It's, all right, yeah, it's not real, basically.
So,
still boo though.
Yeah.
Next match will be our women's match. So the women's match. Bearing in mind, I did the top 10. My top 10 favorite women wrestlers of all time. So the women's match I've chosen is Manami Toyota from 1995 versus current time Asuka. Because it's just two people hitting each other in the face, which is my favourite thing in wrestling. We'll go this way as always. Glenn, who have you gone with?
Oh, for fuck's sake. I went for, in terms of match quality, Aja Kong versus Candice LeRae. But then I thought back to what was the highest grossing period of WWE in history. Money doesn't lie. Divas revolutions do. So I was going to go with Trish Stratus versus Lita because they were the two most popular female wrestlers of
that was
of
actually
the
really sensible. Yeah. Like, we'd all see people bracing
in a bra and panties match. Oh.
No.
All right, mate. You leave your fucking money on the table then, I'm just saying. Box office.
Pip.
Well.
Eric Bischoff's HLA is now the company he runs that does removals.
I wanted to put Jim Cornette in a shark cage.
Well, can we agree, even if it's not a match, can we just put him in a shark cage?
That's the event. The event. That's what this event is. Jim Cornette in a shark cage for the whole evening. Just sat up there, just getting hungry, getting sweaty.
Even some Wendy's.
Put Joey Ryan on the cage.
I thought the choice was good. The only suggestion I could come up with, as I always champion, is Naomi. But I like Naomi and Asuka, and that could legitimately happen anytime soon. Yes. So it doesn't feel like it's worth having on a fantasy card. So
no.
I'm adding Naomi, but you know, that's
it's a personal choice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think she's so good. I think she's great.
She is great.
Do you think she's amazing?
No. If you're going to commit to it, commit.
No. Oh, I gave up.
That sounded like someone was singing next door.
If I do the tune, I'll know the song.
You know. Matt, if you're going to commit to it, go balls deep. Come on now, let's hear it.
Thanks, Dad.
Come on.
Sounded like yeah.
It didn't
like
sound
your real
dark
dad.
To start off with, but it's like,
who are your choices?
Fair play. You've actually picked probably the best women's match that, you know, like I'm fully supporting Taio versus Asuka.
No, I thought you'd say Brown Panties.
But I would instead put Kelly.
Damn it.
Against the small child that Kenny Omega once wrestled.
Nice. Legit.
With Jim Cornette and a shark.
Good.
The great thing here is because this goes on Cheers, this could end up with Asuka against the small child that Kenny Omega once wrestled, which is horrendous. It's truly horrific.
The name of the blow up doll from Japan is Yoshihiko, right?
Yeah.
What gender is Yoshihiko?
Neutral, right?
Yeah. Neutral.
Fluid.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Just checking.
Doesn't matter nowadays, mate. Doesn't matter.
It's 2017, Jim. You know, just let it go.
Okay. Good. TK, your choices.
I'm out of jokes. You know. Recent events would dictate that I would have chosen Amazing Kong versus Sexy Star.
Yeah.
Great shouts.
I like that you've chosen someone who would just destroy her.
It's kind of, yeah, like, or I originally was going to say Gail Kim versus Amazing Kong just because, like, the first, like, TNA Knockouts title match, that was sick. That was so sick.
It's also, if anyone, I went to see TNA with Chris Brooker and various other friends when they toured here. A fair few years ago now, and they did a show at the Sky Dome in Coventry, which I went to, and that had Gail Kim versus Amazing Kong on there, and it was absolutely brilliant. And it was just a house show; we weren't filming it. It was a genuinely great match. Good shouts. Any other suggestions from the floor?
Sarah Del Rey,
great
shout.
Also good
yeah,
choice.
Really
number
good
two
shout.
On my list of top 10 women's wrestlers of all time. Any others?
Kaylee Ray,
good choice. Bull Nakano's
a great shout. That was.
Hi, Callum.
Was it not?
I just came from your rough direction. Sorry. I mean, maybe it'll get cheers if it wasn't Callum, so it's fine.
Dahlia Black's pointing at herself. No love.
I think based purely on the fact that she's in the room, Dahlia Black, and then
yeah, please say her name so they can just.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
Just me and you then, Taz. Thirty hours I stayed awake with you cunts.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Common
I don't know what you're all thinking. You know a lot about cocaine for a man who's straight edge.
We've peaked, let's move on.
Commentary tomorrow is going to be really good fun on that match, isn't it? Yes, it is.
Glenn, why are you so quiet during the women's match? No fucking reason.
So, let's vote for the women we would like to go into this match. So, do my choices first. Manami Toyota. Hey! Move on. Asuka. Hey! She's possibly penciled in. Your choices are Glenn Wirt.
Asia Kong and Candice LeRae.
Right, well done. Whoever was.
Oh no, I wasn't. I changed, didn't it? It was like, oh, sorry. Lita.
Was that economical with their chair that just went. Yeah. So, your other choices that
to be fair, Trish Stratus against Lita. Yay. Leave your money on the table.
Did you say anything different?
Yay.
Did you give different options? We had Bull Nakano over there.
Yep.
Okay. Sarah Del Rey. Okay. What was the other suggestion from over? Kaylee Ray. 1 second. Dahlia Black.
Boo.
She's in it at the minute.
Fucking hell.
Pip, your suggestions.
I had Naomi.
Yeah. Do it, Matt. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, I get it.
Do the song.
Do it.
It's amazing.
Tope con Helio.
Nope.
Tope con Java.
I got corrected by a Colombian man who's very lovely. He does some gifts. You might have heard of him. I won't plug him. He corrected it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the wrong pronunciation, but, you know, it's fine.
He's a good lad. Does good gifts.
Did he say how to pronounce it?
He did, but it doesn't sound right in a Mancunian accent.
Nothing does.
Except the word gravy.
Gravy. Though, this is the story I was going to tell you. So I hosted a wrestling show last night wearing a toga. True story.
WrestleMania 9!
WrestleMania 9. In front of a few people in Shrewsbury. It was genuinely a really fun show. There was just a random bit where this really Welsh man went, "Oh, he looks like Jack Swagger." Proper ruined me. Because the guy didn't even look like Jack Swagger. I don't know where he came from. It was amazing.
So there's a few little Welsh facts I'm going to give you, because I live in Wales and I'm married to a Welsh and
a Welsh.
My dad's Welsh as well, and my wife speaks a little bit of Welsh, and she's telling me, like, certain words, like the Welsh for to iron your clothes, genuinely is smoothio, right?
Yeah.
Oh, another one. You get yep, go on.
Right, but then my favourite phrase I've ever heard in a Welsh accent, and I'm going to butcher this. I was doing a gig in South Wales. I went into a petrol station, and a man ran in, really panicked, and just went, "Hello, I need a massive bag of mint imperials." That's the next T-shirt, guys. Well done.
another good Welshism is "ochavi," which means disgusting.
And it's that. That's good.
We have left out my favourite one, which is what's Welsh for a microwave,
which is "popty ping," which is literally.
Say again. Microdon.
Yeah. See, this is the
with
thing.
With more
like,
phlegm than I can
like
do.
Yaki Dahl's not even a real thing, is it? It's just. The English. I'm born in South Wales, by the way. I'm not just like ruining my own country. So I've got a horrible Mancunian accent because life's unfair. So unfair. Anyway, my suggestions. Kelly. Good. The small girl that once wrestled Kenny Omega. Yeah!
Yes! Fuck you, Dahlia Black.
Right. I'm writing it because I can't see it being beaten. TK.
Sexy star.
Good.
No, we're all on the same side.
Oh, she better get used to that reaction. I'm joking, she's not being booked anyway.
The best bit is, if she was here, she'd fucking kill you.
I know.
Hang on, though. Matt, 5-star have got a tour coming up.
Oh! Bam, bam! Bam, bam!
Don't get excited, guys. They fucking haven't.
Don't be fucking silly. Live shows once a week, my fat ass.
Speaking of my choices.
I forgot. Awesome Kong.
Amazing and or Awesome Kong, depending on. Ooh. Nah, he didn't beat the girl or ask her, forget it.
Hang on, let's just check. You can only choose one or the other. Awesome Kong.
Hey.
The little girl who wrestled Kenny Omega.
Yes.
Fair. Small girl. Yes. Who
someone
to hang on to Google.
Give her a shout out. Oh, good. What
was Haruka, what's her name?
Haruka.
Haruka.
Thank you.
Oh, here we go.
Good. Excellent. So our women's match is genuinely Asuka versus the small girl who wrestled Kenny Omega. This is, and none of these can be in the Battle Royal, by the way, guys. So whatever your suggestions are, they can't be in the Battle Royal. Okay, next. Huge, stupid, three-way hardcore match. Now, one of my suggestions can't be in this because we've put them in a match earlier. So one of my suggestions was Cactus Jack, who cannot now be in this match because, of course, he's in the Rock and Sock Connection, who are wrestling the Revival in Bizarro World.
Fuck you, Pim.
Right?
His true calling.
So my suggestions were originally Cactus Jack versus 1984 Bruiser Brody versus 1989 Terry Funk. So, it's a three-way hardcore match. Who have you got, Glenn Joseph?
Terry Funk.
Yep.
Bruiser Brody.
Yep.
Sabu.
Ooh.
Nice.
All the best.
It's like we're taking them and passing along because I start mine with Sabu.
Oh.
So it's like, so what I end with, Matt's got to start with now.
Sabu. It's got brain training on the Nintendo DS.
It definitely is. I had Sabu, Jimmy Havoc, and Paul Robinson.
Oh.
Yes.
Nice.
I really liked your suggestion, but. For the sake of what I'm meant to do on this podcast.
For the sake of being a bellend.
Yeah. Yep. It's on the CV. John Zandig.
I'm in. Right, go on.
Right. On the count of three, do it properly so the mics pick it up. If you're going to say Jesus, do it properly on the count of three. Here we go. One, two, three.
Jesus!
Thank you.
Good work. Wife beater. The wrestler, not just a random.
Not half of Britrest.
Don't.
Or a sleeveless vest.
Yes, good. That was a lot safer. And Nick Gage. Fresh out of prison.
I've got some ethical questions about this.
I've got so many. TK.
New Jack.
Good.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, if the music is, if this is on a progress show, obviously, for copyright reasons, we can't play New Jack's music. So it would just have to be the hustle. just Glenn on commentary going,
whammo!
Whammo,
I don't know. Because I've been Anchorman, apparently.
So, any other...
I've got one that we've who's been around recently, but hasn't been used very well, or has just held people up for money. It's Onita.
Onita.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was initially one of my suggestions, then I circumvented it.
Hayabusa would be another good
Hayabusa,
shout.
But also like Hiroshi Has from like, you know, because the whole Great Muta feud they had there, because they had brilliant
Everyone knows what the Muta scale is, right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anyone, just by raising your hand so we can explain it, raise your hands if you don't know what the Muta scale is, okay? So to explain, the Muta scale is 1.0 on the Muta scale is as much blood as you can physically have in a match based on a Hiroshi Has Great Muta match where at one point... has bites him and spits a chunk of his forehead out. Right, it's gory. The closest thing I think Eddie Guerrero JBL is the closest thing we've probably had stateside of it.
Mass Transit. If we're talking about New Jack.
So when we were doing our show in Boston, the guy came up to me and introduced himself and he said, "Hey, I think his name's Rich." And he went, "Hey, I'm a ring announcer. I just want to say you know, really enjoying the show." And I was like, "Thanks, man." He went. And I was saying, have you sort of worked around here? And he said, oh, yeah, I often do shows in Revere. And I went, Revere? That's where the mass transit incident was. And again, everyone know what the mass transit incident is? Yeah. Anyone not? Raise your hand. If you don't know what the mass transit incident is, it's where New Jack
got put in a ring against a guy called Eric Kulas, who's sadly no longer with us, whose gimmick was he was a bus driver called Mass Transit because he was 400 plus pounds. him and his dad said he was 21 years old and was fully trained to wrestle by Killer Kowalski. The reality was he was 17 years old and had never fucking wrestled in his life. And he got put in a ring with New Jack.
Can't trust bus drivers, eh?
I mean, ideally, this was a tag match. He should have had at least one or two partners because as soon as he came along, obviously two or three others should have come along a few minutes later. Fuck you, that was great. Yeah. Right. So they said they needed to get blood in the match, so he had never bladed before. So he went up to New Jack and said, just
which
wondered
if you
could
option.
Help me bleed in this match, to which New Jack pulled out a lock knife and went, I got you, buddy. and just stabbed him in the head and he bled everywhere. but the ring announcer for that match was talking to me before the Progress show in Boston, and he wanted to talk about Progress. All I wanted to talk about was the fact that he was at the Mass Transit incident, because I remember being a tape trader back in the late 90s, sending off for a tape and waiting for 6 weeks to watch grainy footage of a youngster being stabbed in the head. And the crowd did call him a fat fuck. Yeah. And this went to court because he tried to sue ECW for endangering his life. And it got thrown out for two reasons. One, because when he was being carried out on a stretcher, he flipped everybody off. And they went, you can't have been that fucking hurt if you were still working. And also because he was puffing his cheeks out in order to bleed more. So there you go. Oh,
despite the fact that the blood was actually going out in a faucet shape from his forehead while he was lying down into a
puddle
on the ground.
You know that scene in Nightmare on Elm Street when Johnny Depp dies? That happens in that match.
Shit, B-movie horrors when an arm comes off and like blood shoots out. It literally did that. Just go. Go and seek it out. It's great.
Any other hardcore? Kota Ibushi.
Kota Ibushi.
Oh, yeah, even though not traditionally a hardcore wrestler, does tons of nuts stuff for DDT. Yeah. By every other token, I mean, based on the Iron Man 24/7 championship in DDT, we could nominate an Invisible Man.
Yep.
The belt itself. Yeah. Two-time champion.
Sex
a ladder.
A sex doll.
Just basically.
Wasn't a dog champion for a bit? Yeah, a dog.
Oh, God, yeah, that's brilliant.
Oh, Jim, I've got my other two.
Yeah.
Abdullah the Butcher and Vampiro.
Oh, good.
Nice. Okay, so. ECW Tommy Dreamer. Okay, good. Any other suggestions? Raven, Necro Butcher. Is Necro Butcher here? Where is he? Hey, Necro, just stand up, Necro Butcher. Right, just the dude who comes to all the shows is great, but you look exactly like Necro Butcher, mate. Well done.
Amazing.
I pointed this out. I came to see me do stand up, and I was just blown away because I got really excited thinking Necro Butcher had travelled all the way.
But you realise he had shoes on, so it wasn't him.
He had shoes on and didn't have a massive tattoo of a weed leaf on his arm. Why is he not allowed in the country? That might be it. Good suggestions. Let's do the audience suggestions first, as I can remember them. So cheer for the ones you want to put in this three-way. Tommy Dreamer. Sorry, not even yourself.
You didn't even cheer.
Necro Butcher. Okay, good. Didn't cheer for yourself, Mr. Butcher, sir. what other suggestions do we have from here? We had Kota Ibushi. Just people who like fireworks. any other suggestions from the audience that I've forgotten? Sandman wearing his Progress.
Literally just discussing this.
We were talking about this backstage because Sandman, if you don't know, Sandman went backstage at a show where someone had left a Progress trucker hat and he went, fuck it, it's mine now. So if Sandman ever tweets pictures of him going around his daily business, he is wearing a Progress trucker hat.
Brilliant.
He has no fucking idea who
Not a clue. It was just free.
Sandman. Raven. Raven's a good shout. And then we'll go through our suggestions from the stage. Bruiser Brody.
Yay!
Okay, probably not going to make it. Terry Funk.
Yay!
Okay, Funk's on the shortlist. Glenn's suggestions, you did all mine apart from. Who was your.
Oh, mine was Sabu.
So, let's do it again. Sabu.
Yay!
Okay, good. You can cheer when he says it, doesn't matter. I'm not powered by cheers. I wish I was. That'd be great.
Right.
I am slightly. Look at me. Pay me attention. what do I do for a living? Of course I'm powered by cheers. Otherwise I'll wither and die. Pip.
I added Jimmy Havoc.
Yay!
Nice.
And Paul Robinson.
Yay!
Okay, Robbo probably doesn't make it. At the minute it's Raven, Funk and Havoc at the minute, unless anyone... Actually, fuck the suggestions. The fact that you lot all went, oh,
Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus. Matthew?
Zandig. Wife beater.
No.
And Gage.
Okay.
Ooh, good.
Yeah.
TK. New Jack.
Yeah. So that was brilliant. Somebody choked on a chair. They went,
sure. Maybe. I don't know. Abdullah the Butcher. Yeah. Cool. One. Perfect. And who did I say? Bloody Vampiro. Why did I bother saying
I think it's Raven versus Funk versus Havoc. I've just put it down as a generic, massive hardcore match. But if you want to go ridiculous Big Japan
time bomb
now. Who wants a time? Who wants explosions? Cheer.
Hey!
Who wants glass? Cheer.
Hey!
Who wants piranhas? Cheer.
Hey!
Who wants crocodiles? Cheer.
Hey!
Who wants electricity? Cheer.
Hey!
Who wants barbed wire? Cheer.
Hey!
Who wants cinder blocks? Cheer.
Hey!
Yay. Have I said glass already, cheer?
Yay!
Scorpions.
Bread! No. No.
Bread!
You've gone too far. You sick man.
Basically, we're just going to give them all of Big Japan and FMW's.
Or what we could do is put me in a shark cage, fill me full of bread, and then see what happens.
I tell you what happens. Who's seen the end of Akira? Just expands and expands and expands.
I was thinking more two girls, one cup.
Oh!
Yeah, take that home with you.
Good. Holy That's the hardcore
shit.
Match.
Holy
and then
shit.
To the final match. This is our main event. This is a huge singles match. Just a singles match. Just pick two stars to main event the biggest show of all time. Don't fucking ruin this, you two. They can't be people that we've named already as well. So my suggestion for this, and again, I've given you the era, is Ric Flair from 1988 versus Steve Austin from 1998. Good.
Oh, bollocks. I should realize that the one I was banking on was made it to the six-way earlier on.
Really?
Viscera?
Yep.
Against Rev Pro era Vader. No. Oh, there's going to be a podcast one day about that, isn't there? Mine was actually going to be, because for our generation, or at least people who are in their 30s,
your generation?
thanks. was, for money and the build and everything to go onto it, was going to be CM Punk versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, which I thought would be possibly the biggest draw of our generation. But Punk apparently is in the six-way.
Punk is already in the six-way.
So in which case, I will go for a box office attraction based on previous years, which would have been Roddy Piper, his prime, against Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1998.
Nice. Good. Solid. Solid thought behind it. I like it. Pip?
I've gone for a Mr. WrestleMania against Mr. Wrestle Kingdom. Shawn Michaels against Okada.
That's a great show.
I'm doing a lean and a stretch and a sip again.
Yep, do a lean and a stretch and a sip, mate. You've nailed that.
That's good.
That is good, isn't it?
That's good. And that's I'm really torn now because obviously...
too much bread.
No, yeah.
I played the guitar solo on Torn. Yeah. I don't know, yeah.
The amount of people tweeted me about that the other day.
See, on the one hand, I want Kiss Demon... versus Vampiro. on the other hand, I need to be serious, don't I?
Yeah, you do. This is the
okay,
big
okay,
one.
Okay, 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 okay. This is dead hard, actually. I'll have Ric Flair 1988 against mid-90s Shawn Michaels.
Good.
Nice. Oh, it's quite boring, that, isn't it?
I mean, you didn't get applause.
It's difficult to find matches that haven't already been done. That's the thing. Mm. When I was looking,
but not through, from their eras, though. That's
yeah. But when listing them, we've seen it, and anything with Ric Flair in like WWE in like the 2000s is kind of like not as good as it could have been 10 years previously. Yeah. But we've seen the match, which means it's difficult to put it together.
Mm. I mean, I feel that might possibly be the first sensible point of this podcast.
23 minutes left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I can't really think. Like
Viscera.
No, we've used Viscera. Remember,
okay. we've already banged Viscera in the
name. I look at that bit of my paper and just go, "Fuck sake!"
You're just underlining. I'm like, "This is the guy. Yeah. He's cashing in."
I was just about to say that's the main event.
Yeah, he's cashing.
No matter
in
what
end.
The main is. At the end,
it's Hogan versus Cena, but we've got Viscera running in. Like, it doesn't even matter.
No, we are. This is to crown the Tuesday Night Jaw inaugural Dream pay-per-view fantasy champion.
I really wanted to use The Rock, but you guys fucked me.
Do you want me to read
You're
the
welcome,
big
guys.
Names that we've left out?
Yeah.
So on. Far. So we haven't got Cena. We haven't got Undertaker. We haven't got Bret. Sting. We haven't got Triple H. Haven't got Sting. There's still a bunch of big names here. Well, Randy Savage never made the cut. Did you somebody say Kane?
Yeah, so I definitely did say Kane. Amazing.
Was it? Oh, well, was no, it? Not was changing. It Kane who said Kane?
I'm going to change mine to Kiss Demon versus Kane in an Inferno match. Sick that entrance.
Oh no!
Whoa, you oh my God! Oh,
right. Kiss Demon comes out in a casket. Aleister Black comes out at the same time doing his entrance. Sick.
Like, Viscera cashes
fucking
in.
Fucking Slayer. Just Slayer just going ape shit. And I don't know, like The Rock with his flamethrower. Just, fuck yeah. Jim Cornette in a fucking shark cage.
Full of bread.
If someone can make me a t-shirt with Kiss Demon, Aleister Black and The Rock with a flamethrower with Slayer in the background, please. That'd be amazing. I'd wear it everywhere.
I love that they knew The Rock was going to be there earlier for his big tag match.
Yeah.
And he said,
yeah.
Could you bring your flamethrower along? He's like, yeah. No worries, lads. No worries.
I'm saving us money. That's all I'm doing. Sort of.
Saving on X's. So.
Yeah, that's it.
No expenses.
We'll get a car.
Right, this is a big vote, guys.
So what are the limitations to this match? You have to have wrestled ever?
Yes.
Like you kind of just appeared on a show?
Yeah, you've got to have wrestled ever.
I like your thinking.
Does it count if you've thrown a punch? Does that count as...
Okay, yeah. I think I know
perfect.
Where you're going.
Please be Mickey Rourke.
I don't know. Let's leave. Let's let him do this. Let's go.
All right. So I'm going to have Hogan at his absolute peak.
Yep.
Whenever that was.
Probably during that video, to be honest.
Only because I know it won't get picked. Maybe it'll just get a little bit of a hair, but it's mostly just to pop myself, really. So I want Hogan against Flo Rida.
Yes. Who here thought he was going with Donald Trump?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I worked out. I've been to two WrestleManias, 2012 and this year, which means I've accidentally seen two live Flo Rida gigs. I have 100% Flo Rida WrestleMania... marrying up.
Did he do
this
that?
Is not Mr. Worldwide.
Do you hear that red light, green light song?
Yeah, he's on it.
Fucking love.
I think I think it's feet. I think it's feet. Flo Rida. Mm. I think it's possibly a Pitbull song. I don't care. It's all.
He'll come out to it at Mania, though. That's the thing.
He'll do his. Guy in front of me at Mania when Pitbull came out in his white suit. Like the guy in front of me at Mania lost his fucking mind. Like that was, and he didn't pop for the Hardy Boys at anything, but popped. For Pitbull. Brilliant. I mean, I would have popped if it was Pitbull number one or number two. But he didn't. He didn't pop up. He just for Pitbull.
And everyone here knows our other business partner, John Briley, right, from Progress. Yeah. The man's a robot. And when the Hardys came out of WrestleMania, it apparently it was like it
full on pissed himself.
Yeah, like actually, like he shat his he shat himself, pissed himself, vomited at the same time. His fucking spine was shitting out like a crazy tail. He was just
right. So John had just got really annoyed that someone in front of him kept standing up for entrances, right? And this guy keeps standing up for entrances, and I go, look, John, I got this. Probably slightly better with people than you. So.
Especially on social media.
Right. So I said, don't worry, John, I've got it. And then it was reversed at SummerSlam where John did it and got someone to sit down in front of us. Right. But I said, listen, mate, you mind sitting down? And this guy was so sorry, sat down. And then he got up again and I went, look, listen, seriously, mate, can you just sit down? And he sat down and just as he sat down
for
the second time.
I'm trying to watch Flo Rida.
Just as he sat down for the second time, the Hardy Boys music hit and John was like, I turned around, John's standing on his seat, shirts off, fucking shirt. And he's like, so let's vote on this. So let's go with my choices first. Ric Flair.
Yay.
Steve Austin.
Yay.
Good. Who are the choices? You had some choices and also some choices that hadn't come up so far as well. So who are yours?
Oh, okay. So my choice was, there's no point even saying Roddy Piper, is there? No. But Austin should definitely be.
Yeah.
But the names, right, okay, I'll quickly read out the names we've left out. Undertaker. Bret Hart. That's really shocked me. Triple H.
Cold.
Oh.
Next.
Kevin Nash.
There wasn't even a pause. It was just like instantly to laughter.
Scott Stein. Also Scott Hall. John Cena. Roman Reigns. Moving on.
He's good. Batista.
Yep. The same, really.
Who are your suggestions again, Mr. Pip?
Mine were Shawn Michaels.
Yay.
And Okada.
Yay.
At the minute, it's Okada versus Steve Austin, unless any of you change this. Matthew?
Kiss Demon. Good. one of the other people I said no. Aleister Black.
Yeah,
it's still not loud enough to get him in, but well done, guys. Good. And TK, your suggestions were
Hogan. Hogan versus Austin. Never done it.
Nobody cheered though.
Nobody cheered.
Bugger.
Sorry, mate.
I wanted as much as you do, but obviously, like the minority here.
Yeah. There's still one name left. It's not.
Let's
see.
Name?
I reckon this could steal it. This could get the big reaction.
There is no.
Go on, do it. Just do it. Let's just see what happens.
Come on now.
Which one is dropping out if he does
though? Well, at the minute, I'll have to see what.
So my second option was Flo Rida.
Yeah.
No, thank you can't goodness. Fucking cheerlead your way through thank this, you prick.
Goodness.
So our main event will be 1998 Steve Austin versus, I would imagine, current day Kazuchika Okada. So a round of applause, everybody. Good work. Right. We've got 16 minutes to come up with a battle royal. Everyone has to suggest someone for the battle royal. It can't be anyone who is already named. So the people who are already named, our opening match is a six-way ladder Money in the Bank match between Samoa Joe, Shelton Benjamin, CM Punk, Brian Danielson, Pete Dunne, and Viscera. We then have the United Kingdom versus Japan, Zack Sabre Jr., William Regal, Dynamite Kid versus Tajiri, Kenta Kobashi, and the Great Muta. We then have a tag team match, The Revival versus the Rock and Sock Connection.
Of course.
Hope you're fucking proud of yourself.
I'm so proud of myself.
And to our women's match, Asuka versus the small girl who wrestled Kenny Omega.
Woo!
Then a three-way electrified barbed wire on fire exploding glass-based cinder block crocodiles, piranha, scorpions death match. Salt and lemon death match. I forgot that one.
Yep.
Raven versus Terry Funk versus Jimmy Havoc. And then our main event, the biggest match in the history of time, 1998 era, Stone Cold Steve Austin versus current day Okada. Good work.
Solid.
You can't use any of those guys. Right.
Ooh, okay.
With cash in from
Now, we should have a roving microphone somewhere that's back there. Do you want me to do this?
Yeah, you can do it.
Right. Can you write them down? You need to write them down. I'm going to ask people's names. You need to write down their name and their suggestion. And maybe highlight the ones that get a really good reaction, because then we're going to give away some loot crates. So
yes.
I'm going to go and get this.
Yes. Have we got any suggestions on the table so far? Who would you put?
Who are you starting with, Glenn?
Evan Courageous.
Good answer.
Can I have a t-shirt?
Hello.
Because I don't have enough fucking merch already.
Are we limited to one? Or
we're only allowed one, and everyone else in the audience is only allowed one, and you can't replicate anything that's already happened. And bearing in mind, I need to know how long's left on there.
Where's
14
the
14 minutes.
14 minutes. So you haven't got long. You don't need, I don't want an explanation, just your name and who you're choosing. That's all I want.
You're going
okay?
for Pip.
Right.
So from, again, as you said, it's about the shock, that moment of taking everyone's breath away, so I've gone for Benoit.
Mate, do not say take breath away.
Well, soak that in, because this will be getting edited.
So we can just... Oh, never mind.
TK, who are you going for, man?
So we need box office, we need big names.
Yeah.
Big money, you know, obviously, like, because the crowd's going to be huge for the show, so we're going to need a really
13 minutes.
So we're going to go... we're going to sign him long-term, Danny Basham.
Ooh, nice.
And again, the whole point of this is, remember, the most ridiculous surprise entrants in a battle royal are the funniest ones and the ones we get most excited about. That's what you need to be trying to do, okay? What's yours, Matt?
Mosh.
Good. Right, just your name, your suggestion, and obviously we're all in competition with each other, but please, you know, just cheer and laugh at the ones that are good, okay? So, your name, your suggestion.
Finbar, Madman Manson.
Madman Manson. Oh, God. Finbar, Madman Manson. Good choice.
Nick and Naked Minion.
Naked Minion.
Rob, Angel Cruz.
Oh, good shout. Yeah.
Nice. Good work. I'm going to do this section first. So.
Daniel, any member of the Spirit Squad?
There's people here now going, shit, that was one of me five.
Massive Mike Mondo fan, just like, ah,
this is a moment. I'm going to get you guys to pass the mic along. So,
Ryan Armstrong, and mine would be New England Patriot tight end Rob Gronkowski.
True story. Me and my wife are in Boston. We go into a sports shop. There's loads of New England Patriot shirts with Gronkowski on the back. And my wife just goes, is that the prick from WrestleMania? So, pass the mic down.
Ryan James Ellsworth.
Nice.
Carly Jack Sexsmith.
Yeah. Hang on, my pen stopped working. No. I'm all right.
Can't wait to tell him how much of that he got.
Chris and Big Dick Johnson.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Dan. Big Dick Johnson. Yeah.
Matt, Jimmy Wang Yang.
Oh, yeah! Man of my own, from my own heart.
From my own loins.
Yeah.
Don't worry about words. So.
Yeah.
Anthony and Hulk Hogan as Mr. America.
Nice.
Good. Which means no one can choose Hulk Hogan now, by the way. Only one gimmick left.
Nick, Scotty Too Hotty.
Yes.
Yes.
He wouldn't even make it to the ring.
No. Why?
Are you... Am I actually explaining this? Or?
Yes.
Because that's like the gag. He doesn't get to the ring in like Battle Royals and Rumbles and stuff.
Oh. Thanks for explaining it.
Sean, 2011 return, Grandmaster Sexy.
Yeah.
Does he get to the ring as well?
He usually wins.
Okay.
Okay, Will Ospreay.
Yeah, yes. Sensible. We like that. Good.
Real answers.
Someone's
good.
Getting eliminated on their face.
Ryan, the Shockmaster.
Yes.
Yes.
Put a star next to that one.
Do we want Shockmaster with helmet or with mustache?
No, because then he's just tugboat.
Did you say half and half?
Half
oh, right. Okay. I thought you meant like half and half, like half a helmet, half a mustache. I'd be up for that. Good.
Ryan and Santino Marella.
Yes. Good shout.
Don't cut angle.
Again, yes. Solid. Well done.
Fraser, Eli Cottonwood.
Harry and Roy Johnson.
Yes.
Ty and let me think, sorry.
Ryback.
Yeah.
Alex and Kota Ibushi with a box of fireworks.
Gus.
Jackson, Shawn Michaels when he dressed up as Colonel Sanders.
I just wrote that down as KFC HBK.
Genuinely thought I'd had a stroke when that happened, by the way. Did so not know what was going on.
No word of a lie, that was my one. So I'm going to go with I'm Will, and mine is Kendo Nagasaki.
Which one? Oh, just not split hairs.
Jamie, Chris Travis.
Oh. Oh,
nice, well done, man.
Neil and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Hide your nannies.
He's a Hall of Famer.
How long's left on the clock?
8 minutes, 30 seconds.
Fucking loads of people. Right, super quick. React, quick. Right, you got to write really quick now, mate.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right.
Here we go. Cage is coming down.
One name on that piece of paper, isn't there? If we look now. Right.
Luke and Damien Demento.
No, fucking hell.
Richard and Oz.
Oh, nice. Oz. Good, good, good.
Tom and RVD, but coming out to Pantera.
Nice.
Of course.
Alexis, I'm sorry. Hornswoggle.
Yes. Don't be sorry. It's fine.
Daniel and the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Sensible.
And Kyle, Hall of Famer Donald J. Trump.
Lawrence and the villain Marty Scurll.
Marty Scurll, yep.
Scurll, yeah.
Craig and Botchamania's Raja Lion.
Reference that went over my head. Cool.
Kim and Chris Jericho.
Jericho, cool.
Sam and Steve Richards.
Yeah.
Did you say? No.
Lewis and
the Yeti.
Another reference went over my head. Cool. Sorry.
Thought you were a hipster.
Christine, Daniel Bryan. Did we have him?
Yeah.
Pete Dunne.
Oh no.
Oh.
This is where it gets hard.
Please save Viscera.
Viscera?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Literally three people you've named are in the same match from earlier.
Like if you say
not often going to happen.
Tyler Bate.
Yes.
Fabulous.
Nicola, and I'm going to go with Ronda Rousey.
Ooh, nice.
Mike, Dink or Doink, not fussy.
Good.
It's the not fussy.
Yeah.
That'll make a well good Tinder profile, that, wouldn't it?
26, London. This
Dick or Doink.
There's a big difference in inches there, Matt.
Paul and Waylon Mercy.
Oh, nice.
Johanna and Big Show.
Was that Big Show? I thought you said Big Shoe.
Just put a clog in there, mate. Just a massive clog.
Martin, the great devious Ultramantis Black.
Oi.
James and 93 era Barry Horowitz.
Yes!
Barry. Bam.
Jay and Sherry Martel.
Yes.
Joanne, PM News.
Yeah. Fucking PM.
Jesus.
Slow down, hang on.
Izzy Rikishi.
Yes, he is a bad man.
Borank, Repo Man.
Yes.
Paul Gilbert.
Oh, beautiful.
Matthew, Zach Gowan.
Oh.
Zach Gowan. Niche.
Rachel and Edge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not been in it yet, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, Steve Blackman.
Yes.
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 David and David Arquette.
Get out, mate.
Give him a box.
Small when we're on 5 minutes. Five minutes.
Dave, Kevin Arndt.
Good.
David, Wonder King, Alex Wright.
That's Wonder Kid.
Do the dance. Tom, early 90s, Macaulay Culkin.
That's a box.
A t-shirt. Hang on, let me find a size. I'll throw one at you.
Sean Curry Man.
No one can choose Chris Daniels now.
Gobbledygooker. Oh, gobbledygooker, yes. Yes.
Lee, Pirate Paul Birchall.
Yes.
I can't wait to get to the back of the room now because there's people back there who are fucked.
All right.
Proper fucked.
Mark Los Conquistadore Uno.
Also a t-shirt, Glenn.
Lauren and IRS.
Yes.
Nice.
Sensible. Good.
John, Coco, beware.
If you don't do what you should do right now, based on your outfit, I'll be sad.
Okay. Adam and making his entrance driving the Bluesmobile, the big boss man. Yeah.
I did was you have a difference again?
I did. I was going to say WCW Tag Team Champion Judy Bagwell.
Give that man a t-shirt.
Yeah. Give him a fucking box.
Max and Paul Heyman.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Katie and Damian Mizdow.
Aww.
Should have got more.
Daniel O'Donnell.
Sorry, what was what?
You said Daniel O'Donnell.
Irish singer.
Yeah. How long's left on the clock?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minute warning.
Lindsay, the Brooklyn Brawler.
Yes.
I'm Christian and Lash LaRue.
Oh, Raging Cage. Yes.
Dan Ken Shamrock.
Yes.
Tim and my name. Sorry, my wrestler is Tom McGee, who Bret Hart carried to an excellent match, which you never saw, because he's...
And how do we know?
Josh. And Jimmy Havoc's car.
Brilliant.
I mean, if that had been an American crowd then, because someone else caught the t-shirt, an American crowd, you would have fucking had it and just gone...
See, what I like to think is Jimmy Havoc's car is... driven to the ring by Kota Ibushi while firing fireworks, and then Ibushi's like, oh no, the car's gonna come in, and he sneaks in behind him and throws Ibushi out. I don't know how that works in terms of like actual physics, but it's good.
2 minutes left. 2 minutes left.
Thank you, Matt.
Charlie, and can I have Cohen White, please?
Jordan Glacier.
Oh, yes.
The Travis Banks special.
Andy and the Mountie.
Yes.
Christian and the Iceman.
As in the Brit Rest favourite Iceman who used to do all the death matches with Jimmy Havoc. What size t-shirt are you? Fucking, that's a brilliant reference. I'm the only person here. That's really... Go on YouTube and find the shit match between Jimmy Havoc and Iceman. It's the best.
James and Manta.
Nice.
Juan Mata.
John and Dances with Dudley.
Benji and former Royal Rumble participant Drew Carey.
Good, yes, good reference.
I'm Mike and Just Joe.
Oh,
I'm Andy and a fake Diesel.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Yes! Hang on, 2 seconds. We've got so many. I've got to actually turn the page.
1 minute.
Mandrews.
Yeah.
Aww. Tristan, Sean Stasiak.
Yes.
Meat.
Oh, yeah, he's going down as meat. Sorry.
Lucy Session Moff Martina.
Yeah. Nice.
Ben and Giant Gonzalez. Yeah.
Adam, Shaquille O'Neal.
Just because Matt is writing, the artist formerly known as Prince Iyakin.
Tafkapi.
Did we all see Callum get kicked in the dick the other week? I am not.
He's not put his hands on me, mate.
It's Susie and Bertha Fee.
Oh, big Bertha, yeah.
Ali, and how has no one said Toru Yano?
20 seconds. Yeah. 20
seconds. Tanya Takamichinoku.
Taka.
Rob, if we're picking any wrestler, Matt Richards.
Yes! That's got to go in!
Yoshihashi so he can steal the show.
Yeah, and that's it.
Two. There's two people. Mr. Go on, we do this.
Two left.
Simon, Mexican Eagle.
Yay! There he is.
Give him a t-shirt. Give him the last t-shirt.
There he is.
There you go, mate. Right. First of all, I'm aware that throw went nowhere fucking near. First of all, let's have a quick round of applause for everybody. Super quick, we'll plug our Twitter handles. So go, Glenn. Go at Glenn underscore Joseph. Pip.
At Scroobius Pip Yol.
Matthew.
At M Richards Host.
TK.
At Damon Moses. Sorry, no.
At
TKC.
I'm at Jim Smallman. Buy TK's merch out in reception. Yes. Get Tuesday night draw merch and all that other stuff. JimSmallman.com/TNJ. Thank you to all my guests. Thank you for all coming along. Enjoy the rest of London Podcast Festival. And thank you once again for Loot Crate for giving you guys some prizes. Thank you very much. We'll see you later. Ta-ra!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.